Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What is up, everybody? I'm George Massey. This is the George Massey Show. Gina and I have been watching Love Island. We've been watching a bunch of episodes, right? Because we watched Friday and there wasn't one Saturday. Wait, help me, Gina. Was there one Friday or was there one Saturday? I don't remember now.
There was one Friday. After sun is Saturday, and then yesterday, and then today.
Oh my God, are we that many behind?
Yes.
Oh my God, where have we been? This is, oh wait, where have you been? Weren't you out of town?
No, we did one the day that I came back.
So what Thursday. Happened? Why haven't we done a podcast? This is weird, right?
Because Friday we had Shibuti's podcast for 90 Day Fiance Fridays. Then Saturday, there is no episode. And then Sunday, somebody watched it too late.
Oh, but today's
Monday.
Right. Yeah. So we need to go all the way back to Friday, right?
Yes.
That's where we left off. So let's do a little refresher. Tell me about some stuff that happened on Friday, because I just Monday, so I need to go back.
So Friday was basically the crush out challenge. So that was kind of a fun challenge where they're all running into walls, basically, and making out in a ball pit or whatnot.
And I remember. Oh my God, I remember.
It's all coming back to you.
It's all coming back to me now, Celine Dion. I remember the crash out challenge. So yeah, you're right. I'm with you. Go ahead, keep going.
And then I couldn't help laughing because you were in complete denial on Thursday when we last did our podcast that Iris had left the villa. I'm like, no, she's still there.
Because so like, I didn't see her. Wait, hold on. I never saw her. She was never there. And I don't know. I thought she was Grayson. And then I also thought that she was Hannah for a while. So you can't blame me that I just don't remember people. It's not my fault. And they don't even look alike. It's just my issue. It's like I'm legally blind. I don't know who people are.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny.
Well, then she's still there because I literally just saw her, so she's still there.
Okay, we're on track. And then, of course, everybody's grasping for straws with Amaya and who, like, between Zach, Elon, and Brian, but we all know who came up winning that. And then I thought it was funny, and I read your tweet that when Pepe was crashing out is when people would leave the villa, and I couldn't stop laughing at your tweet when you're like, "Well, you sure as hell didn't care when Grayson left, so you didn't care."
He didn't even go stand by her. That is like the ultimate. I don't give a damn about you. Like, you could have at least stood by me as I'm falling. It's, you remember when she was like, I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go. Like,
Rose. The bitch let go of you. There was enough room. Let
go, right? I was like, you could have at least like pretended to reach so I didn't drown. That's literally, he literally didn't even reach for her. She was drowning and she was like, help me. And he was like, okay, bye. Like, he didn't try to save her.
No. So that was basically it. That was what happened on Friday. There's nothing really like exciting about Friday. It was in a Tom Cruise episode, like you like to put it,
Oh,
right?
wait, and Friday was the 4th of July. So that was our 4th of July episode. Yo, you're right.
So that wasn't a really Tom Cruise episode. But then we get into Sunday, and Sunday is obviously a Taylor made a date, did a date with what's her face? Help me out, Clark.
Clark,
Yes, he made breakfast.
who's very pretty, but I don't understand
She's
why he's
gorgeous.
so into Taylor. It's very confusing. But yeah, he did his little date. He showed a little effort and he got his little waiter, Ace, who it seemed like Ace was more excited to be the waiter for their date than he was to even be on the show. Did you notice that?
I did notice that. It was hilarious. He was running around like
The happiest I've ever seen him was him being a waiter for Clark and Taylor. Like, he's never shown this amount of effort for Shelly, like, legit ever. Like, when has he ever jumped up and ran to make sure that Shelly was okay? Never. Never.
when I know when she was kicking it with Austin.
Well, yeah, because he wasn't trying to get his ass sent home. He had to make sure that she was not getting too cozy with nobody other than him. He also told her to stop calling him Bae. Remember that? Remember that?
No, that again, we've had this discussion already. That was not Shelly, that was Amaya.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He told her to stop calling him Bae. But you know what's funny, though? Because Amaya is with Brian. And Brian loves when she calls him Bae and sweetie and honey. And I think it's funny because she just needed to find the right dude. And Ace wasn't the right dude.
Exactly. And then, well, let's not have it the elephant in the room, but let's approach it and tread lightly, and let's discuss the whole Sierra situation briefly. We'll touch base on it, and then she'll be in the past.
Well,
So
we kind of started talking about it because the rumors were flaring on our last podcast, but
The
nothing.
streets were talking. The
Yeah,
streets were talking.
the streets were like, well, the streets were screaming basically, and we were kind of like, oh, I don't know. And then we found out what she said, and we saw everything, and yeah, they were pretty strict with her on what she said, and they kicked her out of the villa. And so she's gone, and she has had her family running her social media, and you know, they're asking people not to judge her and not to send the horrible threats and you know, threatening her family and stuff. Like, yeah, I know racism is bad, okay, but like, what did her mom and dad do? Like, why are we
Exactly.
not?
That's where you put a stop to it. Right there
Yeah,
is
like,
when you don't attack family, they don't have, and friends, and you don't do that. That's
well,
you're as low as she is,
yeah,
basically, in my opinion.
her mom and dad weren't on Love Island, so her mom and dad should not be subjected to the criticisms and the threats and the mean comments. And again, we're not saying what she did was okay. Obviously, that was not okay. But
No,
you
we're not
know,
condoning it, but we also don't agree with the approach of a lot of people attacking innocent people who have no.
right. We hold people accountable who should be held accountable. Her mom, dad, sister, cousin, brother, those people are not accountable for her actions. If she was in court for something that she did, then her family would not be accountable because it's what she did, not them. So I just want people to know, like, yeah, what she did was bad, but her sister and her brother and her mom and her dad and her cousin and her best friend, those people are not collateral damage for her actions. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not. They're
Leave them
not.
alone. And hopefully, at some point, when she gets back to the country and she has her social media, she'll address it. She'll address what happened and she'll either explain what happened, apologize, or maybe she'll just say, whatever. I don't care. It was old. You know, whatever she wants to do and however she wants to do that is one thing. But I told you, Gina, that this was gonna ruin everything because now we're watching Alandria and Nick pretend to be interested in each other, and it's kind of like grossing me out. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's like watching somebody and their cousin hang out romantically, and it's kind of weird, and I feel like it's kind of wrong.
Wow, you say that now because look what happened when your opinions of our sweetheart, America's sweetheart of Love Island, Amaya, and Zach got together. You're like, I'm rooting for them. It only took one podcast to be like, fuck him. I hate him.
I didn't
So.
know that Zach was such an opportunistic ass. Like, I didn't know, like, in the beginning that that's who he turned out to be. Like, when he was like, oh, well, when I kissed you, I didn't really want to. I was like, okay, nah, this guy is a piece of crap. So, yeah, I didn't know that that's how it was going to turn out. And then when they kicked him off, I was like, okay, Zach, you can go back to being a waiter at the Olive Garden, because that's what you act like, a douchey Olive Garden waiter. Or maybe Applebee's. Maybe Olive Garden is too classy for Zach. Maybe.
Wait, we need to think about McDonald's. We'll say McDonald's because I don't think they have Applebee's and Olive Garden in Manchester.
He's not from Manchester. Was he living in Manchester? I thought he.
Yeah.
Wait, so he was still living there? I thought he was.
Yes.
Oh my God, you're right. They don't got a Applebee's or a Olive Garden over there. So yeah, let's say McDonald's. He was the McDonald's drive-through guy, right?
Yeah.
Or he made your burger. Whatever he did, he was not on the level of Amaya, and he didn't deserve that. So we had to send his ass home because he didn't deserve to be with the queen. And the queen now is now spending her time with a guy named Brian, who for a while I thought was Pepe, but he's not. They're different people. And I actually, Brian is okay. Like, I'm trying to find a reason to dislike him, because no one can ever be good enough for Amaya. But so far, I haven't found anything. Sorry. So I can't hate him because I have no reason to.
Exactly.
I've
So I
been
so
looking.
far so good.
I'm trying to find my pettiness to find a reason to dislike Brian, and so far I don't have an issue with him. He seems like a decent dude, right? Like, he treats Amaya really well. He's very affectionate towards her, and he claims her, he treats her, he values her. So far with my fine tooth comb, I haven't found any issue. So sorry, I can't do it. So
Yeah.
America, if you know a reason why that Brian should be purged from the island, let me know, because I don't know any reason yet.
Well, I found it funny because I never seen Elon or whatever his name is show any interest in Amaya until Sunday's episode.
Well, he was what do you call it when you're like scrambling? Like,
Grasping for straws, both
yeah.
him and Zach. I'm like,
He
oh my God, you
was
guys
kind
are.
of grasping around the villa. And when he started to see who was coupling with who, he was like, I'm gonna need to lock down a real connection, because the next recoupling, because you never know when it's gonna be. He was like, if I'm not attached to someone, I ain't gonna make it. And that's exactly what happened. He wasn't attached to nobody, so he wasn't gonna make it. And he knew that, so he played the game the way it should have been played. He was like, I need to find somebody to claim me before the next recoupling. And he tried, but it just didn't work. And I feel like he was dealt a hand that wasn't fair, because he kind of came in the middle of so many other strong connections that he just wasn't given a fair shot, because
But the thing is, look, he came in Casa, but so did Brian, so did Chris, and they're still around
yeah, that's true. But some of the people.
because he only focused his attention
But look what
on.
happened, though. When Chris came in, it was right at the tail end of Jeremiah leaving, and Jeremiah wasn't even messing with Huda anymore. So Huda was desperate. I don't want to say desperate, it's not fair, but she was kind of scrounging too, grasping for straws. She needed to attach herself to someone as well. And Huda had made a lot of enemies in the house. A lot of the guys didn't really want to do anything with Huda. So
No.
he came in at a good time, because she was like, oh, he doesn't even know I'm crazy. He wasn't even here. You know?
You
So,
didn't see this.
right? So she was like, he doesn't even know that I'm crazy. So I could just be a different version of me
For me,
and
exactly.
tone down the wild, crazy girl, and I could hook this guy. And that's exactly what he did. But as you notice, as we're watching as it goes on, she's starting to show her true colors. Like in this night, did you notice that Hoda was like, "What are you doing? And or why are you doing that with this baby? Why are you?" And he was like, "Shut up." And she like flipped out on him, right? She went to go to her passive aggressive Hoda, where she was folding clothes, or she was like, "Can you go get my mat?" or whatever. And he's like, "Of course." She's like, "'Cause you got everybody else's mat. You didn't get my mat." And she's starting to slip up and show her true colors. And I think Chris is probably like, "Oh, this is not what I signed for. You seem like such a chill girl when we met." And he, but I was, but you came in at a time where she needed to attach herself to somebody. So she sold him a version of Huda that he was gonna buy, right? He got to the car lot, she sold him the S-class version of Huda, and it was at a price he couldn't refuse. So now he's stuck with her ass now.
So now we're on to Monday. So that was quick because, like, that was the only thing. But I found it. I know where I'm going to jump back into the Sierra situation because it's just like, oh no, she's in the bed, right? Because that was the last scene of Nick and her in the bed.
Oh my God, you're right. The last time we saw her, they were going to bed.
They
And
were in
like,
bed because it said each of their names and it said Sierra and Nick.
Nick.
And then all of a sudden, it's just like, due to personal reasons, I'm like, you guys couldn't have put a disclaimer? Like, not that we all don't live under rocks. We damn well know what happened. But they couldn't say, we do not condone racism. We have eliminated Sierra due to, like, it racial issues that will not be tolerated under Peacock or under whatever. But no, they didn't do that. But we all don't live under a rock, so we all know what happened. So no
Well,
explanation required.
I don't understand how they didn't do like a social media check where, because when you do these
The
shows,
sweep.
yeah, the sweep, and you do these shows and they do, it's called a television background check where they don't just check your background, they check your social media, they check your online presence, they check Google, anything attached to you, they check it. And I was like, it seems to me that they didn't really check anything social media wise. They just made sure that they weren't murderers. And they were like, you're cast on the show. You're pretty. You never killed anybody. Let's do it. And now, as we're getting deeper into the season, it's like we just losing people. They're dropping off like flies because of something that they did on social media years and years ago. And I was like, this could have all been avoided if they just would have done a proper social media background check.
But even so, if they did a proper media check, someone could have saved that video. Anyone could have saved it, and it might have come out regardless.
Oh, so you're
Like,
saying even if they went and deleted the video, somebody could have screen recorded it and waited until you were on the show and then posted it. I mean, that is true. The internet is forever. And even if you delete something on the internet, it can be on anybody's screen or camera roll. And it lives forever. As long as there's a phone or a hard drive or a thumb drive or someone saved it. So, I mean, that's not true, because I guess if you have somebody that really hates you and they're just waiting for you to become famous so they can drop a video of you doing something terrible, I guess that's gonna happen, right? And I mean, if your worst enemy happened to be on Love Island and you have a video of them saying something awful or doing something awful, I guess if you're a hater, it would be very easy for you to drop that video on TikTok. I guess it's true.
That's why I'm saying, like, yeah, they can do a sweep all they want. If they did, or if they didn't, whatever, maybe next year they'll learn to do a sweep. But needless to say, that, like, you can, someone, like, what did they say? Keep your friends closer and your enemies closer. Your frenemy can go into there before, like, you might tell your friends, oh, I'm gonna be on this show. Oh, is that right now? Okay. this is revenge for whatever pettiness you, like is coming your way, and screen record it, and bam, there you go.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And it is what it is. I mean, I feel like it's really changing the show though, because if none of this happened, the outcome of the show would be different. The couples we have now would be completely different if people weren't, kicked off the show. Like Ulyssa
And
might.
we would have Alandria leaving.
Well, Alondra will be leaving. Ulyssa could still be there. Sierra could have won. Like we don't know how the show would have.
We don't know what the outcome would be with the original people. I get it.
So that it takes away from me because now the show has been altered. It's gonna go in a different direction, right? Because Nick and Sierra probably were gonna win. So now somebody else is gonna win by default because they can't win because they're not a couple anymore.
Well, you don't know that because look how popular Amaya is.
Well, she wasn't always. I think America likes her, but the people in the house didn't, and she got dragged for weeks, right? Like people, nobody really appreciated Amaya, and now America made it clear that they did. When America started voting, I think the people in the house were like, "Oh, she's on a pedestal." I didn't realize that, and the people that thought they were on a pedestal, they were all the way dead last, and then. Things shifted, and I think a lot of people were like, "Well, America is important because their votes really supersede everything. So we need to start getting with what America thinks." And now people are starting to appreciate the people that America is putting on a pedestal versus the people that thought they were already on it.
Okay, now it's Monday, so we've caught up. So here we are on tonight's episode. So I guess we'll start with the Three Stooges having a pillow fight. By all means, my goodness. Why? Why did they have a pillow fight?
Oh, you mean why were the boys acting like the girls? I think is what you're trying to say. Because that's what girls
No,
at a slumber party
no,
have a little pillow fight.
no, no,
Yeah,
no.
they were having a little pillow fight. That's like a slumber party activity.
Yeah, when you're 10.
I think girls still do it when they're adults, right?
And I don't.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe not.
I will punch somebody if they do that.
I mean, I don't like being hit really hard in the face with a pillow either. So it's not a go for me. Like, how people like to do that, or they like to slap box, or they like to play hit. Don't hit me if you don't want to get hit back. I'm just going to be real. If you punch me, we're going to fight. It's not
Exactly.
funny. Don't hit me with no object. I'm going to hit you with one back. I'm just saying, that's just me. But I think it's really funny because they went to bed doing a pillow fight and then they woke up dads.
The babies. I could not stop
Wasn't it
laughing.
ironic though? Because they were acting like little kids right before they went to bed, and then they woke up dads.
I could not stop laughing because I messaged you. I'm like, oh my God, this episode had me laughing and in tears this on the like in the same episode. How is this possible? Like it's like I've laughed at some of the stuff that happens on Love Island, but this is the most I've laughed on one episode.
I didn't realize that they were gonna do like the high school baby thing, but
I
it
was
was.
gonna say the I had a flower, a bag of flower that I had to
Oh,
get
well,
stamped.
I went to Christian cult school, so we didn't do that because you were never supposed to have a child or even talk about how they were made. So we didn't do that. So I didn't even get to do it. I just got to watch it on TV when other people did it. I didn't even get
Yeah.
to.
We had to get our bag of flour stamped, ba like a bag of flour or sugar. Stamped each day
Well, a
for
flower.
home ec.
So, what was the stamp for? To make sure that it wasn't punctured and you weren't like leaking flour?
Yeah, and it would be a daily stamp.
Oh, so you had to just check in that you actually physically were, it was still intact.
Pretty much.
You didn't like throw it in the dumpster on the way. I guess it wasn't so
Exactly.
much that it was alive, it was just still in one piece. Because a
Yeah.
bag of flour is not alive anyway. And I think that's funny because A lot of the girls were like, "Oh, you're such a good dad. You were taking care of this fake baby so well." And I was like, "Let's be real. When they were cooking, they left it on the counter. Like,
Counter, Iris, like, and Pepe were like, wait, what? You leave your
these were
babies
real
on the
babies.
counter.
If these were real babies, they would all be unalive. Let's just be real." But I think for a bunch of F boys, because this is what these guys are, they did an okay job. But let's not take it too far. If these were actual human beings, we would have to call the coroner.
DPS.
Yeah, we'd have to call, well, maybe the coroner, Gina, maybe. I don't know if they even made it. But
None of them had the brain out of everybody until later to check the sex of the baby before they even named their children.
yeah, I noticed that because they had to change the name to from a girl to a boy because they didn't know. And but again, these are people that usually only think about themselves. So you can't really expect somebody to think about anything other than themselves, right? So Nick was like, "Oh, this isn't even a girl, it's a boy." So it was Marcel instead of, oh my God, what was the girl's name? I don't remember.
I forgot. Yeah,
Yeah.
it was
Oh,
hilarious. I
it was
mean,
Hilton. It was Hilton, like the hotel. It was
yeah.
Hilton. But they had to change it to
Marcel.
Marcel, which was Nick's middle name. And then Huda and Chris had Layla. And then Pepe and Iris had Luis and Peter. They had
Wind.
twins. So unfair. And Ace and Shelly also had twins. They had
Twins.
Apollo and Chase. Who am I missing? Huda and Chris had baby Layla, and I think that's it. And then they did some baby yoga, which I don't think is a real thing, right? I don't think you put baby.
No, it is a real thing, actually. I've
Wait,
heard about it.
people bring babies to yoga?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I know that I heard that they bring sheep to yoga, but I didn't know they brought babies.
Yeah. I don't think it's like when they're like 2 weeks old, but I think it's more of like when they're like 6 months old or something like that. Yeah, but like I've heard about that. So,
I
and oh
didn't.
my God, I could not stop laughing when the girls were like having brunch. And then the boys are like, well, we want to do something too. And they come up with the dad's, it should have been named Dad Special Olympics at the end of the day.
Well, the Daddy Olympics or whatever it was called, it was, I don't know, it was interesting.
It was funny.
I think that the dad shouldn't be left to their own devices. I think
No.
that's why historically dads usually go to work so the kids stay in one piece. Right? Because a bored dad can make things dangerous around the house. So usually they send them to work so the kids stay in one piece and the mom keeps them safe and alive. But this is what happens when you let a bunch of men who aren't used to being dads be dads. So this is.
The only babies that would probably survive would be Hoda's because she's a mom, obviously. And
Well, do you feel like Huda had an unfair advantage in this challenge because she has a real baby? Because
but
I
she didn't even win the challenge.
would didn't. That's really funny, Gina, because she should have won because she has an actual baby and none of the other people did. But yeah, you're right. She didn't win the challenge, which was kind of weird. But because at first I was like, is this even fair? Because Huda has like an actual child that she's kept alive this whole time. So this doesn't even seem fair, right? I was like, she knows what she's doing, clearly.
Yeah, and that even she said, how is that even fair? I'm a mom. How did I not win this challenge? But I don't know. I thought like, and I know we don't like Taylor. I didn't see Clark with that baby once in her hands.
I didn't either. I didn't. You're right. It definitely was always with Taylor. And, role reversal. It's 2025. I guess it's
Yeah, no,
Clark
no
is
judgment there.
the woman that goes out and goes to work and she comes home to her man and her baby to dinner on the table. I'm assuming that's the type of woman she is. And I respect that. She's probably going to be a lawyer or a doctor or whatever. And she's going to come home to her big ass house and her husband and her baby. And she went out and made all that money. Like, I feel like that's probably who Clark is.
Yeah, but the only babies that would survive would probably be Hoda's, Amaya's, and Nick's. And I only say Amaya and Nick because they're both nurses. That is it.
Oh yeah, they are. Yeah, you're right. They have.
Those would be the only babies that would actually survive.
They're literally paid to keep people alive. So you're tracks because that's literally what they went to school to do, to keep people alive. So they would absolutely know how to keep that baby alive because it's part of their job description.
Exactly. And then we had, last but not least, everyone voted for our favorite Amaya Papaya to go into the hideaway to get her freak on with Brian. And everyone voted. Everyone was for it. Everyone's like,
It
no,
was
what?
a given. They didn't even like talk about it. It was just a given.
No.
It kind of was, well, we know who's gonna win. Like there was no discussion. They didn't write any names and put them in a hat. They were like, oh, it's gonna be you and you. And I don't know, it's kind of weird because everyone was like applauding them to go get busy. And it was kind of awkward for me. I was like, that's so weird. Like everyone is like pumping them up to go do that. I don't know, it's kind of weird for me, but I guess they were already doing it in the actual villa and it was bothering everyone. So everyone was like, send their asses in there so we can sleep good tonight and we don't have to hear that.
Well, everybody's getting their freak on, like
That's
in.
even more weird because they're all in the same room. So can you imagine trying to sleep and you have to hear Amaya snoring and then other people just doing what they're doing? Like I would just leave. I would just get up and go sleep in the bathtub. I couldn't do it. Honestly, I couldn't do it. That would be so strange for me.
That's why, like, literally, this episode had me laughing because of the whole fake baby situation. And then, like, Shelly and A's like, oh, and give me your rag. I know I'm giving you my rag on my head. I'm like, go find one, right? Like, to put on the baby's head. I thought it was hilarious. And the picture booth at the end, right, where they're taking pictures with their babies and stuff. That was funny too. That was hilarious in the photo.
I know the little family portraits. It was cute.
Yeah.
It was
Yeah.
cute, but
Great.
I think everybody should first like learn a little bit more about life before they have kids. Well,
Go through a parental course, like a parenting course. That would
not Huda. She
probably,
Huda's already there, but
yeah.
everybody else, like I think you're not ready. Y'all are too like self-involved to be parents right now, which is fine. Y'all are all young. But before you go and have your four and five kids, you know, just learn a little bit more about, first of all, learn how to tell if it's a boy or a girl before you name it. Like do that first. Like there's books, there's YouTube videos, whatever you got to get into. Just learn a little.
Once the baby is born, you'll be able to know whether or not it's a boy or a girl.
It's
So, you
not a
know.
puppy. You can't get it spayed. Like, make sure y'all understand what's going on, because I fear sometimes that they don't be knowing what's going on.
Yeah, and clearly. So now we have, I guess we're all caught up now. It wasn't too long. Then now we'll have tomorrow's episode, and one couple is
Yeah.
going home.
Well, tomorrow a couple is going home. So we know that for an absolute fact. That a couple is going home. That's what they said on the preview for tomorrow. And we don't know by what or what basis or how we're gonna decide. Well, they didn't ask us to vote. So I guess we're not deciding, actually, Gina. We're not deciding because at the end of the episode, they didn't tell us to vote. So I guess at some point during the episode tomorrow, there's gonna be a challenge or whatever because somebody gotta go home. Not one person, a couple. So
A
whoever
couple.
coupled together, they both taking their ass home. So I'm
It
really.
better not be Amaya because I'm going to be really pissed.
Well, it should be Nick and Alondra, no offense, but they're not even a real couple, right?
It should be Pepe and Iris.
I kind of feel like they are a real couple, though. You don't? Do you? I feel like that they definitely like each other.
They have a vibe, but that vibe started like 2 days ago.
It's okay. It's okay. Pepe kind of had to.
He's growing on you, isn't he?
He had to, you know, get to know every female in the entire villa before he decided which one he wanted. You know, when you go and you want to go clothing shopping, but you take a whole bunch of clothes in the dressing room and try them on before you know what you really want to buy. He needed
These
to.
girls are not Baskin Robbins where
He
he can
needed
have the
to.
many flavors of ice cream.
I don't know. He's okay. Like, I don't dislike him. At first, I thought he was like a little hoe. But I don't know. He seems nice and he can play a whole bunch of instruments. He seems nice. Like, if I had to pick a guy to go home tomorrow, it had to be Nick. Well, only because him and Alondra aren't real. But if I had to pick a couple to go home, because this is really hard for me, because you know I love Alondra and I love, love, love what's her name? Shelly. But I do want Ace and Taylor to be on the chopping block, but that's hard because that attaches my girls with them. And that's gonna be hard for me. And I don't want them to suffer because they're with guys that suck, right? Like,
Exactly.
why should Shelly go home because she's with Ace? Shelly ain't do nothing. Why should Alondra go home because she's with Nick?
Nick, she
Alondra,
didn't do nothing.
right? So this is gonna be really hard for me. And it's like, Clark, she's with Taylor. I don't like Taylor, but I do like Clark. So
Exactly. So it's just like,
that's why I was
dab if you do, dab if you don't. That's why I said, I'm like, okay, I like them all, but who do I like the least? And it's just like,
well, I guess
I
it would
like.
have to be Hoda. I'm sorry, Hoda, but it would have to be Kristen Hoda.
Oh,
We
yeah, maybe. Yeah.
absolutely had to pick, right? We absolutely have to. And it's life or death. Or if you don't pick, then someone in the world dies, right? Like one of those horrible situations. It has to be Hoda and Chris. No offense to Chris. I think Chris is a good dude. He ain't never did nothing to me. And I have nothing bad to say. But if I had to pick somebody that should go home, it's Hoda.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about her.
Sorry, Hoda, you're pretty and all, but you're kind of cuckoo. So
You're kind of
it
cuckoo.
has to be her. I'm sorry. But
They're gonna keep her. They're
as of
going to keep
right
her.
this freaking second, that's the only couple that I would be okay with. So whatever happens tomorrow, if it's not them, I'm gonna be upset. I'm just gonna be real with you. Because the way they're coupled, I don't want certain people to go home and all of the people that I love are coupled with somebody. So if I wanted someone to win tomorrow and go to the hideaway, they already did because it was going to be Amaya. So I don't need that. But I do need Amaya to be safe tomorrow because I kind of want her to go all the way to the end.
Oh yeah, I want her to win. She is like my number one. She's my queen. Love her. Oh, I can't wait till she's out of the villa wi and winning. And maybe one day I'll get a message from her and be like, girl, I love you. Like, you don't understand. You are truly a queen. Like, even after this whole Love Island hoopla is all over, I will still support her no matter what she does, because she is a queen.
Well, I feel like this is like Survivor, because at the end of the day, if you make it to the end, that proves you're not racist. So I feel like it's Survivor. Like if you make it all the way to the end, that means you're actually not racist. So that's like a second, like everybody gets a trophy at the end for not being racist, even if you don't win.
Yeah, you don't get booted off the island.
Yeah, if you don't get booted off, you automatically get a not a racist trophy, right? Because you made it to the end and no bad social media has surfaced. You're a good person and you didn't say anything offensive. So, and that's like an automatic win. So everybody's gonna win at the end because you get a trophy for not being racist. But at the end, also somebody's gonna get a whole bunch of money. That too, right? So there's two winnings at the end because you get a whole bunch of money and you're not racist.
But it's not sports day. Only one person can win.
Yeah, you're right. Only one person can win. And I'm rooting for Amaya to win. I mean, I love
Me
some
too.
Alondria. If I had to pick between two people, I want Alondria to win. But Amaya, she's at the top of my list. I'm only mad at Alondra because I feel like she is faking this shit with Nick, and she's not a fake girl. So I don't want her to be something that she's not. She's like the realest girl, so I don't like that she's doing this fake shit.
I feel you on that, but it is what it is. Money
I
is
mean, yeah,
money.
she got to play the game. If she want to win, she got to play the game. So I'm not mad at her. But if she wins, she should keep the money, right? Because it's not even real. She should keep the money. Don't share it with nobody because that's not even a real relationship.
Exactly. And I think we're done for tonight. And then I guess I guess we have Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And then Sunday is the finale.
Yeah, we're at the home stretch. We're about to be at the end of the season. This is crazy. So we'll probably do a couple more podcasts before the finale. Depending on what happens tomorrow, if something, if they send somebody home and it pissed me off, we might just have to have like a little venting session. So we might do one tomorrow. If they send Amaya home, then y'all know we're just going to be cussing out.
No, you all know. You all already know what's going
We're
to
just
happen
going to
if
be
they send her
cussing.
home.
Yeah, it'll just be like an hour of us cussing. So you might not even need to listen to it. It'll just be us really angry and screaming. But depending on what happens, we might just be back here tomorrow just to scream. But yeah, and then
Yeah.
for the finale, obviously, we're going to have a big podcast and we're going to talk about how it ended and who won and what we thought and all of that stuff. So.
We might have to, like, after this is over, this season's over, we might have to go back to season six and watch season six,
Well, I'm not.
considering we've been told that season six is definitely better than season seven.
Yeah, I got multiple messages as well in DMs and tweets saying that exact thing. They said night one, there was extreme drama and craziness. So they were like, because people said, oh, you started on season seven. They were like, you probably don't even like the show because season, I guess, two, four, and six, they said was just so crazy that that's how people got hooked. So they were like, if you like it based on this season, you would really love this show if you went back and watched six. So we might have to.
We might have to do that. But I don't know if you'll want to do a podcast on something that's already been aired and everybody knows what's going on.
Well, yeah, it would be kind of irrelevant, but
Irrelevant.
Beyond the Villa will be starting too. So technically, if we watch the old season, then Beyond the Villa will start making sense. So that would be nice too. Because we.
Yeah, but that starts on Sunday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it starts Sunday and it's going to be the people that were on the show that are now transitioning into the real world and they're living in the real world together. And it's not going to be pretty because these people don't like each other. So it's not going to be pretty, but they're showing that. So if we do go back and watch it, then I can go back and watch Beyond the Villa because I'll understand it.
Exactly. I'm trying to see right now how many episodes is season six. So just give me a quick second here.
Well, I think this season is going to be almost 40 episodes with
31 episodes.
31. That's a lot. That's a lot. Oh, yeah, because
That's.
the Beyond the Villas or whatever. Yeah, you're right. Because I think tonight was 31, what we watched tonight. So it's a few less, actually, than this season, which is cool.
Yeah, so I guess we'll have to wait and see. I don't know if I can binge watch 31 episodes in a night in a day.
Well, I know I can. I can barely get through two episodes. I have so much stuff going on, but we'll figure it out, guys. So we'll be back soon. Again, tomorrow is a huge elimination. A couple is going home, so we'll be watching. Live tweet with us. We'll be live tweeting because we're nervous. And we'll be back soon. So thanks to Gina,
We
my
might not be back soon because if Amaya lose is not on the final, I'm not talking to anybody tomorrow. I'll be so pissed off.
Well,
Like,
you have to think positive. We're hoping that Nick is in the chopping block, right? Like, let's be positive about it. No offense, Nick. You're a cool guy and all, but you gotta go. Amaya gotta stay. So it is what it is. No hard feelings. If I see you on the street, don't throw anything at me. It is what it is.
we'll have a bet. I think it's going to be Pepe and Iris.
Oh, well, I think it's going to be Nick and Alondra. So yeah, I guess we'll have a little ongoing bet on
I
that.
think I think it's like I'm basing it on like who most people like and people like
But it's not a
Alondra
vote.
and Nick.
It's not a vote, Gina. They didn't ask
I
us.
know. I know.
So it's going to be based on something weird. It's
Yeah.
going to be based on something weird. If it was a vote,
Like,
I agree with you, actually, but it's not an America's vote. America would do Pepe and Iris, but America ain't voting.
yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see tomorrow
We'll find
because
out tomorrow.
if it depends on everybody else voting for them, like Ace and stuff like that,
It's fine.
they're gonna have Nick's day.
It's yeah, and then Huda and Chris and Amaya and Brian are going to be up on the chopping block because we know who has whose back. We already know how they would vote. So hopefully it's a challenge and whoever wins is gets immunity. And then Amaya just got to kick some ass, right? She just got to
Yeah.
kick.
Exactly.
All right,
All
guys.
right, y'all.
All right, y'all, we gonna wrap. So I'm George Massey, that's Gina, and this is the George Massey Show. This is a Love Island pod, and we gonna talk to y'all very soon.
Yes, we will. Have a good
Okay.
night, everybody.
Okay, bye.